Previously on Algoa FM.
It's time for Mythbusters, and tonight we're tackling some of the most common misconceptions about nail health and nail care. So listen, from the belief that nails need to breathe, to the idea that gel and acrylics are actually bad for your nails. We're going to separate fact from fiction today with a good friend of mine, actually. Joining us, a qualified beauty therapist with a Sedesco and iTech certification, over 8 years of hands-on experience. Yes, hands-on. Emphasis on the hands as well, in the beauty industry, the owner of her own salon, Aventurine Health and Beauty, also passionate about helping clients feel confident and beautiful. She's done the same for me too. Welcome to the show, Aninka Daniels. Aninka, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. Listen, you told me as well, it's been such a busy time with all the matric farewells that are happening. It's been a busy at your salon?
Yes, super busy, but I'm enjoying it. I like being busy.
Love it. Love it. We're going to keep you busy with these questions tonight because our listeners came up with some really big myths when it comes to nail health. And I really felt like you're the perfect one to help us bust these myths. Starting with the first one, actually, which is that nails need to breathe in order to stay healthy. Is this one actually true?
No, it's false. So nails are actually made from keratin, which is actually dead skin cells. And it's also what your hair is made from.
Yeah.
Nails don't need to breathe because they get their nutrients from the blood supply of the nails. And the blood supply is underneath the nail, not on top. So it doesn't need the air to breathe.
Oh, wow.
The only time I would say it needs to breathe is maybe when your nail maybe has a fungal and it needs some treatment, or there's really hectic damage to your nail. But otherwise, it's completely healthy.
Oh, wow. And then tell me about gel and acrylics, you know, because now a lot of people will say, especially when I tell them as well, like, okay, cool, I'm doing acrylics on my nails. They say, oh, that's bad for your nails. It destroys your nails. Is this one true?
It's also false.
Really?
So if you do it professionally and if you remove it by a professional and apply it all the correct way, it doesn't damage your nail at all. The only time it damages nail is if someone overfiles the nail, if you pick your nails off, and also if it has poor aftercare, like if you don't look after your nails, if you bump your nails and things like that.
Oh, wow. So if you're taking care of your nails, then the gel or the acrylics shouldn't then destroy your natural nails?
No.
Wow. Now, earlier on, I was chatting to Sam as well about this because he says he used to have these white spots on his nails, you know, and people will always say, well, you're not drinking enough milk. You lack calcium. Is this one true? If you have white spots, it means that you lack calcium.
It's false. So it's actually interesting. You actually have a mild zinc deficiency, not calcium. And also, the other option is your nails could have trauma, maybe bumped your nail or something, but that's another white spot. But it's actually a zinc deficiency, not calcium.
What? Algoa country. I don't know if you just heard that. It's actually a zinc deficiency and not that you actually lack calcium. That's one of the big ones because I think ever since I was young, even like primary school, whenever you had those white nails or the white spots rather, a lot of people will say that you lack calcium. Have you heard this myth before as well, Aninka?
Yes, I've heard it many times. I even thought it was true until I went to study. And in class one day, we were talking about it in our textbooks. And I was so shocked.
Sure. We are shocked today. I'll go country if you just joined. We're chatting to owner of her own salon, Aventurine Health and Beauty, as well as a beauty therapist qualified with Sedesco and iTech certifications, Aninka Daniels. Now, a lot of people will also say that cutting your cuticles makes your nails grow a lot faster. Is this one true?
It is false. So cutting cuticles, you're not actually supposed to cut the live cuticle. You're supposed to cut just the dead skins that are in the way of the application of the gel or acrylic.
Yeah.
The live cuticle protects your nail and it protects your little matrix. It makes little cells that grow your nail.
Okay.
If you do cut the live cuticle, it can cause infection or bleeding, which isn't good. So it doesn't do anything to your actual nail growth.
Wow. Wow. And what about like natural nails? A lot of people will say that if you have natural nails, this is a lot more healthier than having artificial nails. In fact, they even look down at some of us who now put on, you know, the tips and the artificial nails. Is this true?
This is actually a difficult one because it's false. Because if it's done properly, it's completely safe. If it's removed properly, your nails are completely safe and it's not damaged. But also, once again, if you pick the nails off or if you pull them off, it does damage your nails. Or if the nail therapist isn't trained and she takes it off wrong, then it's damaged. Or over-drilling the nails with a nail drill.
Sure. We have learned so much today, Algoa Country. I mean, Aninka, I'd love to know, before we let you go, where can we keep up with you?
I am on Instagram and also Facebook. And I have a website that you can book on, which is called Fresha.
Lovely. Well, there we go. If you want to book her, you can check it out on Fresha. Otherwise, Venturine Health and Beauty is her salon. Aninka, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.